This is Stories Worth Sharing from the Church of England.
Val Barron is a development worker for Communities Together Durham and an initiative between the Church Urban Fund and the Diocese of Durham. She discusses how they've helped support 28 churches run holiday clubs and activities this summer, ranging from community fun days to pop-up barbecues. Hi Val, how long have these summer holiday clubs been going in Durham Diocese and how did they first get started?
Well, I mean, holiday clubs are something that churches have traditionally done, not just in Durham Diocese, but all over the country, I guess. However, for the last 2 years, Communities Together Durham has been supporting churches in lower income communities to put on free events and activities for families during the summer holidays. And as part of the Church Urban Fund Together network, you know, I learned an awful lot from my colleague Heather Black in Middlesbrough about what they were doing. And then in Durham Diocese, working with the clergy and volunteers, we developed our own approach.
What sort of need are they meeting in the area?
The issues are quite complex for families during the summer holidays. There are issues such as lack of affordable childcare, and this is particularly relevant if you're on a zero-hour contract and you don't know when you're going to be working. There's also an increased pressure on the household budgets. So if you haven't got the free school meals, the food budgets are a lot greater. You've also got things like having to buy school meals and everything. So the pressure on the budget is increased. People often tend to be more socially isolated in holidays as well. So the kids might not go out and the parents might not go out so much. And if you want to go off and have treats during the holidays, which we all like to do, it costs money, which is difficult to come by. So, yeah, the needs are varied, and I don't claim that we're sort of meeting all the needs, but we are providing a place where people can come and have fun, food and friendship, really. In the parish where I live, the children yesterday were making an advert for next year's, and the enthusiasm was still really apparent, how much they were loving this time. And for, you know, the majority of children coming along, they weren't going away on holiday. So this was something that they and their families looked forward to every week.
And is this the biggest year of the provision you've provided so far? Can you give an idea of how many meals you've served through all the different churches involved?
Well, last year we had about 15 churches involved, and my reckoning is that we served around 6,000 meals. This year we've got 28 churches involved, so we haven't added up all the data yet, but we're going to have served over 6,000 meals. And these are very varied. You know, it can range from, you know, a pop-up community barbecue, picnics, to two-course meals, breakfasts. It's very varied.
And what kind of volunteers take part?
Again, very varied. You know, you've got your traditional church congregation members that have taken part, and that's been quite an eye-opener for many of those. We've had a lot of young volunteers that may be on the fringes of church but are really passionate about sort of social action, and so it's something that's drawn them in. We've also had ecumenical partnerships that have developed throughout the diocese, so churches working together that might not have done before. So, yeah, a huge variety of volunteers, and also volunteers from within the community that have come along and started to help and volunteered and then develop their volunteering skills, which is really exciting.
Beyond providing meals for the children, are there any other advantages that are around the holiday clubs?
Yeah, I mean, I must admit that providing food was one of the main reasons we started to look at this issue. But over last year, we started to realise that actually it was one of many things that we were providing. So, for example, when we're running clubs where the children are dropped off, this gives the parents a bit of respite. And when you've got children 24/7 for 6 weeks, you know, a bit of respite and time to spend with other older children maybe is really important. And I mentioned before, children and parents can feel a bit socially isolated in the holidays. So we provide time to make new friendships and spend time with peers. In one of the parishes in Gateshead, there's some new refugee families that have moved into an estate, and the holiday club has provided the children a chance to get to know the other children from the estate. And we've also included bits of gentle learning, you know, very aware of summer learning loss. We sort of included stories. We've learned about different countries, different cultures. We've done lots of arts and crafts. And finally, we've sort of tried to encourage people to do sports and physical activity. We've had a grant from Awards for All to include sports equipment. So there's a physical side of it as well. So, yeah, not all about the food by any means.
And beyond providing meals for children, are there any other advantages to the holiday clubs?
Well, in Durham Diocese, our mission is to bless our communities in Jesus' name for the transformation of us all. And I think it has transformed us all in very different ways. As I said, new relationships have been developed and deepened, and those have been ecumenically with local authorities and other agencies that we've got to know. For congregation members who were maybe unaware of some of the issues in their parishes, it's been a real eye-opener. And for communities who felt that the churches were maybe not their spaces, it's helped to break down some of those barriers. So, you know, having a bouncy castle in your local church has been really, you know, exciting for the community. And they've seen their vicars wrapped up in toilet paper, having what's-its thrown at them. They've had fun in the church space, and that's really been transformative for church members and clergy, but also for communities. This has really been summed up by a vicar from Washington. And she said, "What it gave to the church cannot be measured. It helped to make the church a visible presence in our community. The church congregation unlocked the doors, and they discovered and understood this thing we call mission and outreach. It has changed their hearts and their outlook in the community we serve. What it did for the community was to provide a week of fun, a time to pause in the daily chores and worries, and they discovered that the church was a welcoming and that the church cares."
That was a story worth sharing from the Church of England. Thanks for listening.